producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we toss around the house of talk radio news. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, 3 hours of the Republicans debating on CNN and the kids' table right before that. Wow. If you look at the overall, I don't know, tone and the way it all unfolded, how would you describe this CNN debate versus what happened on Fox?
Well, I'm taken back. You talk about teaching an old dog new tricks. First of all, on the debate format, Fox better pay attention to CNN. I mean, you know, it went from the theatric Megyn Kelly, are you guys sweating, to, I think a pretty decent way they set it up. So there's just too many candidates. I mean, it turns into 3 hours. But I must say, I mean, Carly Fiorina absolutely took my breath away. I pay attention to these things. You do too, but I just have never, you know, she went from the kiddie table to the big boy table. She's not leaving.
You know what? I totally agree. I said this last night. If you were going to pick a winner, she was absolutely the winner. She was able to answer back on Trump. She was able to snap back on his remarks, even about Hewlett Packard. She still was pretty tall about that. And she got a lot of applause in that audience. And I think clearly she was a big difference maker in that debate.
She humanized herself. I mean, I'm just looking at her face-to-face with Hillary Clinton and the two of them just going at it, you know, like on a stage. I mean, I'm just envisioning this. But overall, Trump, it was very awkward. He started attacking Rand Paul. But I don't want to get into the trite things. Just overall, in the big picture, and looking from the Republican side of this, it's Trump, Fiorina, Cruz, Rubio, Paul, Carson, Christie. Carson's just not ready for primetime debate, but Kasich, you know, Kasich's a middle-of-the-road guy, but I think he did pretty decent. But something struck me, Kate, having 24 years in elected office, and I'm watching the first debate, which was just, oh, Lindsey Graham, please go home and take Rick Santorum with you, you know?
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Please. I think last night on the big table debate, Huckabee and Walker are on complete life support, and Jeb Bush was the loser last night, in my opinion. Just, yeah, he had a little bit more energy. He's just not there. I don't think he even wants to be there sometimes. But I'm watching all of this, and having served in Congress with some of these guys, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, no wonder people are gravitating to the outsiders. I'm watching Republicans in the government, in the Congress, both tables, arguing with each other over who's more dysfunctional of running the government amongst Republicans.
Yeah, just hand them the keys to the kingdom.
No, I wanted to shut the government down. That's the problem. You wanted to do it, and I'm thinking, wow, no wonder people are gravitating towards Trump, Fiorina, and Carson.
Yeah, crazy. You know, so Trump, do you think he got stronger in this debate versus the other one?
No, I don't think he damaged himself to an extent, but I think the energy was lower. It's just that Fiorina did such an amazing job that she overshadowed Trump for this one. He didn't walk out losing,
right?
But she, and you know, she's had a double. I know personal things are not supposed to completely count, but they do. Let's face it.
Right.
She had a double mastectomy. She went through chemotherapy, and in a very appropriate, poignant moment, unlike Jeb Bush saying, apologize to my wife, in a very poignant moment, you could see her face. Her 23-year-old daughter died of alcohol and drug addiction.
Oh, I know, and she talked about that.
Yeah, and you could see the sincerity in her face and the strength. So I got to tell you, wow, she hit this one out of the ballpark.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I have to ask you about this one moment because I just thought I found the hilarity in it, where Rand Paul, with the libertarian stance, especially this is his big deal, about marijuana, and then Bush admitting to smoking pot.
I thought, good for you, Jeb. You know, we know certain presidents don't inhale. So we know Jeb inhaled, but I thought, you know what? Good for you. You're a little bit loose here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was his one moment. And the best part was that looking around, other people have done, nobody on the stage shakes their head, moves anything. Nobody admits to anything, only him saying that, which was wild.
Oh, the rest, you know what I thought about? Just go down the line and ask the rest
of
them. I wish CNN would have.
I thought so, too, but they didn't do it. I thought they were going to do it. I thought for sure, well, how about it? What about you?
I did, too.
And they didn't pick up on this. So we know that the key Democrats are watching this. Next one up is the Democratic debate. Do you think it's going to get the kind of attention all these Republicans have?
Oh, I think it is. I think people are getting weary. But I had a very good friend of mine, an activist involved in the political system from the Democratic side. And he sent me a private message last night. He said, oh, the clown car. And I called him after the debate. I said, let me tell you something. That's not going to sell anymore. Just saying generically, the clown car. I said, you got a debate coming up. I said, the Democratic side hasn't had debates.
No.
People are saying, why not? What are you afraid of? And because it's been thought the insides, you know, the system is holding this for Hillary Clinton not having a debate. I think, you know, this will give the Democratic side a lot of exposure, and it's going to really make some decisions be made out there with, you know, Biden and where the Democratic Party wants to go with this election.
Yeah. So if the Democrats do a debate, then how does that work with Bernie Sanders? Could he jump into that? Yeah, right? No?
Oh, he's there.
Yeah, he's got to be there.
He's climbing. They have to. If they don't have Bernie Sanders.
They don't have anyone.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have Martin O'Malley and, you know, and who else is running beyond
yeah.
Biden. But they have to have Bernie Sanders. They have to.
Yeah, and that'll be an interesting moment for him, I think, to see if he kind of goes after Hillary Clinton. No, they stick completely to the issues. What comes up there? I mean, will, you know, like you said about the Republicans, will the Democrats, which there's so few of them, eat their own?
I've known Bernie for 11 years, served on the committee with him. I will tell you this, Kate. He will stand on his own. He doesn't need to vilify Hillary Clinton, but he will show the difference. He'll make that clear.
Yeah.
You know,
he won't go
like a Trump type of thing, you know.
No. He wouldn't do a Trump kind of thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And like you said, you've known him for years. That's not his style to take out people by the knees. There's a way for him to go around that. You know, we keep talking about Biden. What's going to happen with Biden? And I have a lot of friends that are up high up in the Democratic Party who say, don't be shocked by a Biden-Warren deal. That would really elevate Biden, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Joe Biden, the vice president, was going to eventually make a decision by now. You've noticed he hasn't.
Yeah.
And I think for one reason, I mean, if I were Joe Biden, and I'm trying to get over the emotional side of losing my son, but trying to come to terms with that, I would wait till Hillary Clinton goes to Capitol Hill before the Gowdy Committee, and I'd wait till the first debate. I'd wait until October.
Right, because why do you have to, who says you have to do it? There's no definite you have to declare now, so wait until that happens. That's a good strategy to wait until, especially until after she's on the Hill, absolutely.
And if he puts together a ticket with Elizabeth Warren, I personally think that's dynamite.
Yeah, I think that would blow Hillary Clinton out of the water. I agree with you 100%, because that appeases everybody. All right, interesting stuff. Bob May, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet pride. Her hands are never.
So obviously, people are still buzzing, including our pal Bob Ney, about the Republican debate and how that played out. And ultimately, the ratings once again were huge. Not a surprise. Carly Fiorina is still either the target or the darling, depending on how you look at it. And in the meantime, Bernie Sanders' star is rising for the Democrats. He just hit the cover of Time magazine because he is a bit of a phenomenon in a way, if you think about it. Because suddenly he is stealing the show from Hillary. I am sorry about the email, Clinton. I mean, forget about forget about the Benghazi stuff, which he'll answer for again on the 22nd. If Benghazi's lost an email somewhere, it's about the emails, and it's hard to shake this off. It's like a dog with a bone. The bone is just not getting smaller. Just not getting smaller while Bernie Sanders is getting bigger. Does it ultimately lead to him taking the Democratic nomination? Geez, who knows? I look in that crystal ball every day, or the little magic eight ball, and I shake it and it says, ask again later. So I say, ask again later. We don't know. We don't know. And I have picked every brain of every smart person I know inside and outside of the Beltway. People have been in politics and played this Potomac game for a long time and have paid people to help get them elected. People who shall remain nameless because they don't want to come on and spout hate and rhetoric and things that they know, but they'll tell me off the record. So I'll pass it on to you, gladly. So, by the way, the official number was 23 million people watched the debate. That's a record for CNN. I mean, CNN has got to be loving this, and that's what I said. I mean, I wonder why, hey, we want to put everybody on the stage that we can possibly squish onto the stage. Of course we do, because we can't buy ratings, but we can with this Republican debate. The most watched program, I'm going to say it again, in CNN's history. Forget Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. Forget any of the shows that they had in between that were supposed to be, were being lauded as absolutely incredible. I mean, you have to go back to the Larry King days when they were doing some interesting things ratings-wise or huge news stories that exploded. I mean, CNN's most watched program overall was a special Larry King live episode in 1993 where you had Al Gore and Ross Perot debating NAFTA. And then that was 16.8 million viewers. So CNN gets 23.1 million. I mean, that's like NFL ratings, peeps. To put it in perspective, we know that Thursday through Sunday is all about the NFL, but especially Sunday. So Sunday, wall-to-wall games, massive people sitting on couches and bar stools and looking at games from every possible perspective, even upside down in a gym. I saw somebody watch a game one time that way. I couldn't believe it for at least a half an hour. But regardless, people fall over themselves to watch the NFL. This is why the networks fight over paying the National Football League the huge money they do to get the rights to it. So that being said, CNN has to be loving the Republicans. 23.1 million viewers. You think that many people are going to watch the Democrats when they have their debate? Think that many people will jump on? I think you will. I think you will have the curiosity factor. Because the Hillary Clinton deal that I mentioned, the email stuff, and the fact that she's polarizing enough, and then the Bernie Sanders spectacle, I believe that there's going to be plenty of people, Republicans and others, that will be curious, that will tune in. I don't know if it's going to hit the mark of CNN that CNN just got, but who knows? I mean, it's a possibility. That's what makes this election cycle so incredibly exciting. The unknowns, the ask again later, because we don't know. We can certainly watch the tea leaves, and we can see what's happening in our canasta games and what's happening in your neighborhood and what's happening in my neighborhood and what people are saying. But what people are saying now might not be what they're saying 6 months from now. That could all swing in a much different direction. So fascinating times, right? To say the least. And my inbox is overflowing still, and this was the point of this, with people wanting to know what I thought of the debate, who I thought won, what I think of Carly Fiorina. Did I think she had it? Somebody asked me today, a woman named Allison emailed me. She said, you know, I never thought of Carly Fiorina as being very presidential, but I have to say I could see her in a vice president's role, or I could see her in some other role in Washington. I just don't think she could trump or somebody else to get the nomination for the Republican side to run as president, as the representative. Can you imagine if it was Carly Fiorina and Hillary Clinton? I would love to see the odds up on the boards that they have in England, because in England they bet on anything we do. Are Americans breathing today? What are the odds that everybody will get up at 8:15? I'm serious. When I was in Ireland, it was crazy the things people bet on. And they absolutely are enthralled by our election process. I remember the Irish Times, they interviewed and they were asking me nothing but political questions. They were just fascinated by our politics, fascinated by Obama, fascinated by what the Republicans were doing. Any Republican, pick a Republican. So it's much of the same thing. And there are bets on all kinds of Hillary Clinton versus XYZ, or even undercards, who would be the vice presidential candidate, depending on whatever candidate it is that they have on the board. And the odds that are long are certainly Carly would have long odds. But she defied those odds on the stage anyway, and certainly had people talking about her. Absolutely. I got to bring this up and swing into this, because when you run campaigns, or you're the little guy with your sleeves rolled up and you're running around in those calls and you're out in the field driving people around, or just campaigns lend themselves to, well, frankly, lack of sleep, even for the candidates themselves. I mean, we certainly have had a peek behind that curtain over the years, television-wise, watching candidates that are followed, that allow themselves to be followed, and they're going from one place to another place. And the people behind them, it's worse because they're behind them. They're not the front guy running, so they're not even getting, usually, they're lucky if they get 4 hours sleep. And it's interesting, and the reason I bring this up is because some of you are third shifters. You're listening to me, and you know the cockamamie schedules that we all keep. It's not the normal nine-to-fivers. You know, somebody, you want to crack someone over the back of their head when you hear the leaf blower at 8 o'clock in the morning because you're still sleeping. So I happened to see this article about caffeine, and caffeine and coffee, and does coffee make you stay up later? And there's a new study that says caffeine at night does more than keep you up. And what they say is, and this was actually in the USA Today, where you get all your pop culture little nuggets of information, useful information like this, right, for all of you listening, all you nurses, cops, and everybody else that's crazy enough to have this kind of a schedule. So caffeine close to bedtime that we know can interfere with sleep. Scientists at the University of Colorado at Boulder, though, say in the Science Translational Medicine Journal that caffeine has a psychological impact on sleep by delaying the body's natural surge in production of melatonin, and that pushes back your circadian clock. Did you know you carry around one of those? So they haven't really tested the question. And what we're seeing is that there is now another way that caffeine impacts our physiology that we didn't know about before in humans. The problem is that circadian clock is present in cells throughout your entire body. It's in your fat cells, it's in your muscle cells. Messing with it plays a role in all kinds of things. The whole blue light thing, we know that. We've had people on talking about that from screens. It impedes melatonin. They say caffeine is like about half what scientists found. The bright light, people who drank a double espresso 3 hours before bedtime had a 40-minute delay of melatonin surge. So 5 or 6 hours, what does that do? I don't know. Are they telling us anything with hardcore facts? Are we all losing melatonin? Stay with us. We're going to talk about Chile and what's happened in the wake of the quake.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Or America tonight. It's all the same. Tonight, at night, etc. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. I think I was mesmerized for a second by the crazy ending to the Thursday night football game. And I'm going to get there in a second. But more important than that, for those of you who are listening, especially our friends in the West Coast, but hey, how many of you, raise your hands now all at once, have been in an earthquake? I've been through an earthquake. It's no fun because you don't really understand what's happening. Is it, what's going on? How serious is this quake? And is it a trembler? Is it an aftershock? But in Chile, they've had to deal with this quite a bit. So you've got an 8.3 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Chile. And what it sends people to is unbelievably killing only 5 people, but it sent a million people fleeing for their lives. Now, what they're saying, which is an amazing thing, you're in a building, it starts to sway, and you've got a plan, really. And that's what happened because they worked hard, the government worked hard, the Chilean president worked hard on doing the right things, knowing that they've dealt with this before, and it was devastating, and there's always that possibility because of where the tectonic plates are. So bravo for them in a situation that you can't to have too much advanced planning, but they had advanced planning on what their reaction would be if there's ever an earthquake again. So they had it. So President Bachelet said, you know, we knew the response was efficient when we did what we had to do. So people were able to get to where they needed to be. I mean, there's a lot of damage assessment they're going to have to do. Because once you have a quake like that and you have buildings that are shaking, of course, they could be weakened. And you have to look at foundations and all the that entails with buildings. But now they're saying at least 11 people, because that's that number jumped up. They're saying at least 11 people were killed. And there was a 16-foot tsunami wave that slammed the coastline, so 170 houses were destroyed. 170 houses. But at least lives were spared. You had houses without power, all that kind of stuff, and people, like, really, seriously, people looking for higher ground. A million people, like I said, that's not an exaggeration. In fact, it could be too low of a figure. Think about what a 16-foot wave would look like coming right at your house. And that's what it did. It smashed a bunch of houses and businesses. And it's the largest one ever to hit the shores in Chile, ever. So this is always the concern, the tsunami. I mean, it's crazy. I saw pictures of a shopping mall with walls and signs that just fell in. I mean, tables collapsed. But the walls falling in is the bigger deal. But people weren't killed there. And I mean, and ultimately, that's the deal. The deal is human life. And we know that. So we move from, we take a weird right turn away from Chile and that disaster to the disaster of walking to your car before a game is over. It's not cheap to go to a game unless somebody gifts you the tickets. The Broncos were trailing the Chiefs. They were trailing them. I mean, another thrilling, like, minute win, just like the Cowboys did against the Giants. I mean, how crazy is this? Another pull it out of the fire, gut burning, barn burner, whatever you want to call it. The Chiefs were punching the Broncos in the nose 60 minutes. I mean, just killing them. In the end, the Broncos end up winning it 31-24. And what happened was huge fumbles. That was the deciding factor. You know, we have these little trite things that coaches say, well, coach, what is the key to winning the game? Well, not fumbling the ball, watching turnovers. So that's what happened. Jamaal Charles had two big fumbles that made the difference. They were pushing the ball down the field, and Denver was able to take advantage. So I can imagine that Bronco fans are going nutty over this. I mean, just absolutely nutty. What a crazy game. Even Peyton Manning was like at a loss for words. We have 1 minute left. We're totally down, and we win this game. We win this game. You got to be kidding me. Huge, huge for the Broncos. And he hits that rarefied air of over 70,000 70,000 yards for Peyton Manning. But you can take all those yards and wrap them around the West Coast, the East Coast, all the way around our boundaries, and he would take another Super Bowl in a heartbeat. That's what he's playing for at 39. Get me a chance at another Super Bowl. But I just think if you get up and you've paid for tickets, think twice, my friends, because we've just seen two very wild finishes in the NFL where, and you know, people do it. I'm sure I've done it in my day where I know I've done it with my mother when my mother was still alive and she was a big Phillies fan and we'd go and then you'd turn on the radio and the Phillies, and this isn't even football, and then all of a sudden the Phillies were leading. So the Broncos and Chiefs turned in a much different direction, scoring two TDs in the final minute. So it was Bradley Roby's recovery of Jamaal Charles' fumble for a TD that really iced the whole deal. And now Peyton Manning is 14-1 all time against the Chiefs. How about that? I mean, seriously, how about that? Coming up on America Tonight, you're going to love this. We have a couple of great guests in store for you, including Van Hipp, who worked for both the Navy and the Army. And let me tell you, you don't want to tune this one out. If you're in a hurry to go do something, slow down. This may be one of my all-time top 10 favorite guests. And the reason why is because we talk about terrorism, but not in the usual terms that where we've talked to some great people, but not in the usual terms we have in the past. And Van Hipp is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army, U.S. Army, and former Principal Deputy Counsel of the U.S. Navy. In fact, and he'll tell the story, how do you jump from the Army to the Navy? Because Dick Cheney says the Navy's a mess. We need you. And he does that. But he goes deep on North Korea and why we should be concerned about North Korea and Iran, politics aside, just very specific things, some of which we've talked about before, as to why we should be concerned about both. And also why this election, he says, 2016 may be the most important election ever. Ever. And you think of North Korea and the five nuclear tests, and you think of the threat of radical Islam, and what does that mean to all of us as we sit back and we're like, living in America, what are you kidding me? We just run to the mall, go through our drive-through window, life is okay, we're not paying attention. And he says it's really time for people to sit up and pay attention as to what is happening and what's not happening, more importantly, that could be incredibly costly to all of us in the end. I'm telling you. I got goosebumps talking to him. This guy knows his stuff, and more importantly, it's not about the politics of it, although he says this election is the most significant one, but it's everything else that you think about when you think about what we're talking about with terrorism. And especially what we're talking about with North Korea and Kim Jong-un and the fact that, yes, there's lots of jokes made about him. And there was just a story that broke out a couple of weeks ago about Bill Clinton being offered to do a speech in North Korea and wondering, oh, can we clear this for $400,000 or whatever? Can we possibly do this speech? Really? I don't think so. I'm not so sure about that. So he talks about North Korea, and we talk about Iran and why the president trusts Iran, but why we shouldn't trust Iran, some really specific things. Stay with us. Van Hipp in our virtual green room.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Joined by Van Hipp. He is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army and the former principal, it's a mouthful, his resume is incredible, former principal deputy counsel, general counsel of the U.S. Navy. So a little Army, a little Navy. I could ask him about Army-Navy games. What does he decide on those? Because I bet a lot of people ask him. He's also the author of The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Love, love that title. Van, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Kay, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
So North Korea, we look at North Korea, and actually part of the Republican debate, some of foreign policy came up, and that was kind of shoved aside, you know, looking at North Korea and Kim Jong-un. But how fearful should we be of this guy and what North Korea is capable of doing?
Big time. He's much more unstable than his father and his grandfather. They were pretty unstable. I like to say, in addition to a bad hairdo, the guy's got some very serious mental health challenges. But I got to take it, it's his missile technology combined with his nuclear technology that make this such a threat to America. I actually reveal in my book how the Iranians were on the ground in 2012 helping the North Koreans with their missile test and their nuclear test. And what's so sad, this has been largely ignored by the national media when they looked at this Iran deal. There's a real clear link between Iran and North Korea. And but I got to tell you, if you notice, every 6 months, he's always Kim Jong-un is always firing a missile. That missile is known as the Taipodong missile. And over the years, he's been lessening its weight, extending its range, getting dangerously close to being able to hit the continental United States.
Yeah, and as you said, he's unstable. So you have no doubt that, I mean, you know, we can shove this aside. Oh, that's North Korea. But they are totally capable of taking that action, and he could be the guy to do it.
Let me tell you, and he's had, we know, I've documented in my book, The New Terrorism, How to Find and Defeat It, 5 nuclear tests we know right now he's already undertaken, combined with this missile technology. And here's another point, Kate, and I talk about this in the book. The very strong evidence he already has an electromagnetic pulse nuclear warhead. If you've got that, you could take out the grid of probably at least half the country. And that is a very real and serious threat to America. I tell people, if you don't believe what I say, then listen to NASA. NASA says it is inevitable in the next 10 to 100 years that we're going to have a Carrington event of the geomagnetic storm on the face of the sun, which in effect would do the same thing. It would fry the grid. So this is a very real threat to this country.
Yeah, so what do you think we should be doing that we are not doing right now?
Where do you start? First of all, we've got to define the threat for what it is. Radical Islam is the greatest threat we're facing. They're here in this country. Make no mistake about it. And you know, the FBI director himself says he's got open files on all 50 states of America looking at people with potential connections to ISIS. But when you look at the growth of radical Islam, and then you combine North Korea and Russia and China, put all this in with it, whoever we elect as commander-in-chief is going to face the most complex situation and from a foreign policy and national security standpoint a U.S. president has ever faced. But bottom line, we got to secure our borders. We need real missile defense. We have no land-based missile defense on the East Coast. And cybersecurity, we are the most unprepared for cyber warfare of any threat facing America.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially on cyber, and you knew way more about me than that, but I've done enough of investigating into it and talked to enough people. And this is what I don't understand. If we're the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we can move mountains, so to speak, in all kinds of directions, why are we sitting on our hands when it comes to these things? And especially, let's just take the last thing, cybersecurity.
Yeah. You know, it's almost as if I say, and I believe this, that today is a much more dangerous world than it was the day after 9/11. Technology is changing so quickly, but our government is so stovepiped and lacks the ability to analyze, adapt, and respond quick enough. So it's as if as the technology increases, the threats are increasing exponentially.
Wow. Yeah. Analyze, adapt, and respond. You mentioned Iran and Iran's relationship with North Korea. What do you think about this Iran deal? That's a wide open softball for you.
Well, it is, and I can tell you it's a bad deal. I'm afraid it's going to come back to haunt this country. You know, I mean, even on the Ayatollah's official Twitter account last week, he was calling America the great Satan, saying that Israel would not exist in 25 years, and we're going to deal with this terrorist regime, and that's what it is. They've been behind a number of the cyber attacks on our financial institutions. But here, more than anything else, in addition to giving them $150 billion to continue terrorist activity with, here's what makes no sense to me. We're going to let them continue with intercontinental ballistic missile development at some point. What are ICBMs used for? To deliver payloads, nuclear payloads, biological payloads. When you look at that and you consider the fact that we have no land-based missile defense capability on the entire East Coast of the United States, that's all I need to know. So it was all about a deal to get a deal rather than doing a deal in the best interest of the American people.
Yeah, so having said all that, and you look at the military, and it seems like, if anything, we're dismantling our military. Big mistake, huh?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, we've cut the U.S. Army to pre-World War II levels. We now have more admirals than we've got ships. What kind of message does that send to a thug like Putin? And then we're surprised that he goes to the Crimea. We're surprised that he's threatening to go in the Baltic. We're surprised that he's trying to protect his investment in Assad in Syria. All thugs, communist, terrorist, all they understand is strength. And unfortunately, we're sending all the wrong messages.
Yeah, and that's not a Democratic-Republican thing. It's you certainly you understand this from where you started and your career. It's about the reality of what the landscape is, right?
It is, and I tell people the reason. I mean, you know, we all get caught up in a lot of things, but we need to remember the reason we have a federal government. The reason, its primary purpose, the reason the states came together in the first place was to provide for the common defense of the American people. First and foremost, that's why we have a government, to keep America safe.
Yeah, and somebody said that last night. That's the biggest thing in the debate. Somebody mentioned, I can't remember off the top of my head, but when you look at where we are, and of course, you know, we do have an election coming up. How worried are you as far as the politics of it all is, we're looking at, is considered?
I'm concerned. I do believe that 2016 will be the most important election of our lifetime. The fact that we've survived the last 6.5 years of this, I think, is a miracle and a testament to the resiliency of the American people. But, Kay, I don't believe we're going to get another chance. I think this is the last chance to save this country. And there are a lot of side issues in this campaign. The first and foremost, the main issue we need to be focused on, who can be commander-in-chief on day one and keep us safe so we can remain free. That is first and foremost the issue. And we've got Wofford College in South Carolina and the South Carolina Republican Party on October 15th will sponsor the first presidential forum, commander-in-chief forum, exclusively devoted to that issue, who is ready to be commander-in-chief on day one. And this is long overdue. It's needed. And it's going to be very interesting to see which candidates come and which candidates dodge it.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what happens there either. So because you have both, and I made the joke in the beginning, but because you have both the Army and the Navy background, that has to be pretty interesting. What are the biggest differences between the two branches?
I got to tell you, I was a deputy citizen secretary of the Army and run the mobilization office. And how I got there, Dick Cheney had called me into his office. He was mad at the Navy on something. I didn't realize it at the time how mad he was. He said, I want you to go to the Navy and be the principal deputy general counsel of the Navy. And I said, well, you know, Mr. Secretary, I really enjoy working for the Army. And Dick Cheney looked at me, and, you know, he doesn't have much of a sense of humor. He looked at me, he says, one day you will thank me. He said, very few people have ever had senior management experience in the Army and the Navy. I said, yes, sir, I'm looking forward to going to the Navy.
Yeah, no kidding. And people forget, I mean, there's massive issues you have to deal with when you're the general counsel, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. In fact, I had to approve all wiretaps, things like that, drug issue, counter-narcotics, you name it. So many issues that get involved there. And then, but I had that Army experience having run the mobilization office where I had to learn a little bit about everything that you need to go to war. So I've got a few gray hairs.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Hey, last one. You know, your book, The New Terrorism, How to Fight It and Defeat It. Was it tough when you were writing it? Because I bet you there's volumes you could put together, probably three series. So it was probably tough to decide what to leave in, what to leave out, was it?
It was a tough book, but you know, I got to tell you, I was wanting to write a book, and I talked to an old friend of mine who worked for Ronald Reagan, and he says, what we need with your background is a book, and let me tell you, you won't find another book like this, a book that looks at the totality of the threats to the country and what we've got to do to keep America safe. So it took a few years to write this thing, and in such a way that it would remain current and relevant, and it is. And the one thing I got to say, and I want to thank the National Guard too, 100% of all the proceeds are going for scholarships for children of fallen guardsmen, and the National Guard Education Foundation, Kate, is actually administering the scholarships, not taking a dime in fees or costs. It really is going all to these kids, and people can get it on Amazon or they can go to thenewterrorism.com.
All right, awesome. I love that. Van Hipp, don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.